Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Unlocking Success: Expert Insights on Building a Thriving Business. Industry experts at the recent Entrepreneurial Success Summit shared valuable strategies for aspiring entrepreneurs and seasoned business owners. CEO of Innovate Now, Sarah Thompson, emphasized the importance of understanding the audience and providing real value to drive a thriving business. The summit covered market research, brand development, and digital marketing tools, along with financial planning and cash flow management. Motivational speaker Jordan Lee highlighted the significance of learning from failures and adapting to feedback for building a strong foundation. The Entrepreneurial Success Summit aims to inspire innovation and support budding entrepreneurs through networking and professional development opportunities, guiding them on their entrepreneurial journeys.
Timeless Elegance Unveiled. 1958 Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Roadster joins the Ron Sturgeon Collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum proudly presents the 1958 Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Roadster, a timeless masterpiece from the Ron Sturgeon Collection. This iconic car, born from the legendary Gullwing Coupe, offers unparalleled performance and sophistication. With a 240-horsepower six-cylinder engine and refined suspension, the Roadster delivers a luxurious and exhilarating driving experience. Only 324 of these exclusive vehicles were built in 1958, solidifying its status as a symbol of style and success. Today, the 300 SL Roadster remains one of the most coveted vehicles in automotive history, showcasing Mercedes-Benz's commitment to engineering excellence. Visit the museum to admire this extraordinary piece of automotive history and experience the elegance and innovation of a bygone era. Yiwu International Digital Trade Center nears grand opening. Short dramas and AI videos. Yiwu International Digital Trade Center is set to open soon, with preparations nearly complete. Microdrama invitations by Yiwu boss ladies and next-gen entrepreneurs have become emotional hubs of connection, sharing heartfelt stories of cooperation with foreign partners. AI technology platform China Goods AI, CGAI, is driving a visual content revolution, allowing for rapid creation of region-specific content tailored to global markets. The Global Digital Center aims to establish a fully digitized, round-the-clock, operational, intelligent trade ecosystem, removing language, time zone, and geographic barriers. Yiwu continues to advance as a global digital trade hub, leveraging technology and trust to connect with global partners. The opening ceremony will feature international exchange events, welcoming visitors to celebrate the beginning of a new era in global digital trade. 45th Autumn Electronics Fair and Electronic Asia open today. The 45th Hong Kong Electronics Fair, Autumn Edition, and the 28th Electronic Asia are now open, featuring over 3,200 exhibitors from 20 countries and regions, including leading Chinese mainland tech giants showcasing cutting-edge AI and robotics solutions. The Autumn Electronics Fair focuses on AI and robotics, the silver economy, and digital entertainment, with prominent speakers showcasing the latest in robotics technology. Various forums and seminars are being held during the fairs, including the 10th Symposium on Innovation and Technology. The fairs run for 4 days, attracting exhibitors from around the world, with a focus on AI and robotics, digital entertainment, and the silver economy.
Santa's coming to town and landing his sleigh at the Christmas Palace for the first stop of the holiday season. Santa is coming to town, and his first stop is the Christmas Palace, South Florida's holiday headquarters. Guests can meet Santa, take selfies, share wishes, and shop for festive decor. Visitors are encouraged to bring toys for Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital patients. The Christmas Palace offers themed trees and top trends for the season. The event takes place in Miami on November 1st and Fort Lauderdale on November 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, visit www.thechristmaspalace.com. The Christmas Palace has been the leading retailer for premium holiday decor in South Florida since 1992. Arc Broward opens applications for contestants and teen ambassadors for 2026 Miss Arc Broward pageant. Arc Broward is now accepting applications for contestants and teen ambassadors for the 2026 Miss Arc Broward pageant. Young women ages 6 to 17 with disabilities are invited to apply as contestants, while students can apply to be teen ambassadors to mentor and support during the pageant season. The event will take place on May 17, 2026 at 2 p.m. at the Parker in Fort Lauderdale. Contestants will gain self-confidence, participate in group activities, and receive professional headshots and prizes. Teen ambassadors play a vital role in mentoring and advocating for contestants. Applications are due by December 15th. To learn more and apply, visit the Arc Broward website. Arc Broward has been changing how people with disabilities are embraced and included since 1956, offering programs and opportunities for individuals to thrive in their communities. Kachatrian returns to Brussels with the legendary 1724 Chiesovetter Stradivari. Sergei Kachatrian returns to Brussels with the legendary 1724 Chiesovetter Stradivari, valued at around $16 million. This rare instrument has been played by iconic violinists like Maxim Vengerov and Augustin Hadalich. Supported by the Stretton Society, Kachatrian will perform Brahms' Violin Concerto and Schumann's Third Symphony with the Belgian National Orchestra. The concert symbolizes a revival of private patronage in classical music, with the Chiesovetter being a historic artistic partner. The Stretton Society, known for connecting rare instruments with exceptional artists, sees Kachatrian's partnership as a continuation of the violin's legacy. Crafted by Antonio Stradivari in 1724, the Chiesovetter embodies centuries of history and will bridge generations of violinists in its upcoming performance in Brussels.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.